Saucier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Several events led up to the wild drive I took to Norfolk that night I came face to face with Demetrius. We discovered that Max Rubenstein was custodian of the Nazi loot Demetrius had come to London to get. And then, when he disappeared, we learned that he had a house in the country, owned under an assumed name. Then Cutts held Hedy Bergner in the attic of his aunt's house and recorded on wire every word she said. I came on the scene just as she was getting over the shock of Peter Ridgway's appearance and took her away. Oh, I admit I should have waited to see what was going to happen, but all I could think of was the girl. And on the strength of that, Colonel Fentress decided it was time he put someone else on to handle the affair. But then we had word that Max Rubenstein had been seen driving towards his country place. I didn't care tuppence for orders or anything else at that moment. I headed straight for Norfolk, as hard as 150 horsepower could take me. At a village called Hogglestock, where I stopped for directions, they warned me about a dangerous spot on the road. It curved round the top of an old quarry. They didn't know just how dangerous it was that night, with Demetrius and his two thugs and his victim Rubenstein already there, and seeing the lights of my car approaching.
Another car coming. Yes, Rubenstein was quite right before you knocked him out. I have to make a quick decision here, Yachty. Now you two get Rubenstein into the car.
Yeah.
How long have we?
3 minutes. Four?
3 minutes. 3 minutes. Now we'll carry on. All right, Yachty? You know what to do. The car must go over the quarry with the gears and top and his ignition switched on, and with Rubenstein and his man Henri in the front seat.
We push the car over now?
No, start the engine. We haven't all night.
Yeah.
Then I'll do the rest. Now stand back, you two. I want the engine to carry to the edge. If we push it, we'll leave footprints.
The other car's coming, Demetrius.
Yes, it's some distance off yet. Stand aside there. Here it goes. Over. Now look out, it'll burst into flames the moment it strikes the bottom. Farewell, my friend Rubenstein. You shouldn't have tried to betray us to Gregory Keene.
It's no use, Miss Ridgway. We've lost him.
But I don't see how he possibly could. He stopped for directions at Hogglestock, so he must have turned off somewhere around here. Do you think he knew we were following him?
I don't think so, miss.
You haven't forgiven me for forcing myself on you tonight, have you, Cut?
Now, look, miss. Major Keene's been kicked off this case because I tried to get something out of A.D. Bergner. But I didn't want to get him in Dutch with Colonel Fentress, like.
Oh, everyone knows that, Cut.
Now he rushes off to lay his hands on Max Rubenstein against orders. I come after him because I think that if he finds Rubenstein tonight, there's going to be a fight. And what would you be doing at this house of Max Rubenstein's when the shooting starts? Tell me that, Miss Ridgway. Hopping in me car at the embankment...
We haven't even found the house yet. Oh, don't be terse with me, Cut. When you rushed out of your headquarters just as I was coming in and said you were going out after Keith...
And that's another thing. Just why should you be so interested in Major Gregory Keene? Enough to go tearing about the countryside in the middle of the night.
Look, Cuts, there's strictly no percentage in carrying on this discussion. Let's go back to Hogglestock and start from there again. We simply must have missed a turnoff somewhere. Oh, what's that?
What?
There. No, further on. There was a sudden flash. Cuts, yes, it is.
Oh, it's a sudden fire, all right. But a mile away. Maybe a bit more.
What do you think?
Don't look right to me, miss.
Where are you going?
I'm heading straight for it, on foot. Now, you scout about in the car and see if you can find a road going in that direction.
Be careful, Cutts.
You too, miss. Can you work a Luger?
Yes, Peter showed me how.
Well, you'll find one loaded in the cubby box. If you can't find a road, come back and wait here.
Yes, Cutts. Oh, what is going on round here tonight?
Whoever it is, Yachty, keep quiet and out of my sight to my left.
Yeah.
The moon's gone under a cloud. You can't see him yet, can you?
Nein. But he is alone.
Well, let's watch for a moment. The minute our presence becomes known, Max Rubenstein's death is no longer an accident. We have to remember that.
Oh, what a crash. Anyone down there? Is there anyone down there in the quarry? No, quite impossible. Anyone down there was incinerated 5 minutes ago, and my name's not Gregory Keane. How the deuce did it happen, and who was it? Better have a look round, I suppose. Get the torch out of the car. Skid marks. Came around too fast by the look of it. Oh, but I don't know. Looks as though the car pulled up here by the edge of... Hello. Hello, what's this? Freshly spilled petrol on the ground. Skid marks that stop on the edge of the quarry, a car at the bottom burning like a torch, and fresh petrol on the ground. Just what goes on here? We're not going to find a body down in that car we're supposed to take for Max Rubenstein's, are we? I think I'll climb down and see what's to be seen.
What do you make of it, Jotty?
I'm not seeing him too good yet. Some ways, he's looking like I'm seeing him before. Just a minute, Demetrius. It is.
Well, who is it?
Gregory Keane.
Keane?
It's Keane here. What do we do?
You and I and Gassner can handle him, can't we?
Yeah.
Not to your stupidity passes the understanding of man. Rubenstein's dead. Bookman's waiting for us on the main road with a fast car. The treasure's hidden at Bookman's sanatorium, and the ship is ready to sail whenever we wish to leave. If Keane's alone, can you suggest one solitary reason why we should not leave him alive?
Nein, not one.
And wait here. You and Gassner both, wait here.
Well, I can't get any closer than this unless I want to fry. Two of them in the car, as nearly as you can tell. Who's that? Who's that, I say? Speak up! Speak up or I'll shoot!
Oh, it's you, is it, sir? I had an idea it was, but I was keeping it covered just the same like. In case.
Cuts, eh? And you were keeping me covered.
That's right, sir. This car and the blokes in it are a proper mess, sir. Any idea who they might be?
Suppose you tell me how you came to be here, Cuts.
I come by car, sir.
Yes, I didn't suppose you came in a double-decker bus. What are you doing here?
Well, I thought there might be a bit of a scrimmage if you found Max Rubenstein, sir. I'd hate to have missed it. No, no, rough these blokes can play.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll talk about it later. Not much we can do here at the moment.
Yeah, this is Max Rubenstein's car, sir. See the number? The paint's not burned off yet.
Yes, but is that Max Rubenstein in it, Cuts? Come on, we'll pay a call on the chief constable of Norfolk. Get those bodies somewhere where the pathologist can have a look at them and generally see if we can't get some action.
I thought you'd got the boot, sir. From this case, I mean.
What? Good Lord, I'd completely forgotten. Oh, well, let's get going and report this anyway.
I have to meet Miss Ridgway at the moment, sir.
Miss Ridgway? Margaret Ridgway?
That's right, sir. She came too.
Well, of all the darned harebrained notions...
No, it's not that at all, sir. Miss Margaret Ridgway don't want to see you get in any more trouble either, sir.
Either? Oh... Yes, Cuts, I see what you mean. Look here. Oh, hang it. Let's get back to my car.
Is that the Hogglestock police station? What's that? Oh, stop yawning, man. I'm sorry if I woke you up, but I'm trying to find my way to Crabtree. Well, in what direction? Yes. Yes, I've driven past there twice already. What? Oh, I see. Well, thank you, Constable. I'll find it this time. Yes, good night. Turn left 200 yards past the bridge to cross over the Y. Oh, how the dickens could I have missed it?
Well, come on, Cuts, in we get. You'd better drive. That's unless you particularly don't want to.
Suits me, sir.
Well, we'll either meet Margaret Ridgway on this road, or she'll be waiting for you back on the highway. Start her up. Listen, Cuts. Have you felt anything odd while we've been here?
Oh, can't say I have, sir.
Well, I'll be glad to get away from that quarry and burning car. Since I've pulled up, I've had the feeling that there's someone else about. Someone watching, you know. Probably my imagination.
Oh, no, not your imagination, Major. Not your imagination at all. So we meet at last. Permit me to introduce myself. I am Demetrius.
There we sat in the front seat of my car. I was looking down the barrel of Demetrius's pistol, and on the other side of the car, Cuffs was looking down Yachty's. Two sitting birds, like a brace of teal in a duck blind. And there was absolutely nothing we could do, nothing. Nothing at all.
Margaret Ridgway turns left on the Crabtree Road in the next chapter of the story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.